Hello and welcome to Wingcast, a podcast about all things Goldwing. I'm your host, Rick Arnaldo, president of wingstuff.com and lifelong rider of the Honda Goldwing. In this podcast, we talk about the latest Goldwing news, speak with fellow riders and experts in the motorcycle industry, and discuss whatever else comes to mind. We'd love to have you join us.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wingcast. And today's special guest, because everybody that comes on this show is special, but this person is extra special because this guest is my friend, Bruce Baker, owner of Baker Built Products. Welcome to Wingcast today.
Well, thank you.
How are you? You doing okay today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, most people know who you are, but I'll introduce you this way. You know, Bruce has a company that specializes and has specialized for decades in air management products, because especially focused on the Goldwing, that is. And they make them for, you know, Spiders and other brand motorcycles as well. And he was able many, many years ago to realize that motorcycles were so much fun. But, and tell me if I'm wrong with this, Bruce, but there was a big problem with wind, not only for the passenger, but the rider. So how did you even start Baker Built? Tell people a little bit about yourself, because a lot of people know who you are, but then there's people that don't know who you are. So kind of tell people who you are, you know, and how you started Baker Built, and you know how you got into motorcycles, and who are you?
Well, we actually started a business in 1975. We had a pastor come down. We had a dedication service on a Sunday afternoon, and we actually dedicated the business to the Lord. So we are born again Christians, and we just thank God for that. His word says he forgives all our iniquities, he heals all our diseases. So we got a lot of wonderful promises. But as far as the business, we started in business in 1975. I was working for a man in Van Wert called Harold Taylor. He had a welding shop called Taylor Welding. And it's really interesting how the name of Baker Built come up. He would build something and he says, "This is Taylor made." He'd point to something that I built. He says, "That's Baker Built." So that's how the name came up.
Okay. Yeah, because obviously Baker's your last name, right? So yeah. the built part of it is because it was a product made by you. So Baker Built. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. And look at you today, right? You started Baker Built. What, you know, what made you start Baker Built? You know, tell people, how did you even get the idea of doing air wings? Because that's all people know about you is air wings and management of air. You know, go ahead. Tell people.
Well, I started out, I bought a 750 Kawasaki 4-cylinder, and Barbie and I took a vacation on it. And she really enjoyed it. And she, when she got home, she said, "Where are we going next year on a vacation, motorcycle vacation?" I said, "Well, if we're going to do something like that, I want something a little bigger and more comfortable, like a Goldwing." Well, a friend of mine had a Goldwing, and he let me take a ride on it on a Sunday afternoon, and it was extremely hot. My first reaction is, there's no way I want a Goldwing. They're just too hot or too uncomfortable.
Mm.
Then I guess the Lord gave me an advantage of mind. I thought, why can't somebody make something to bring some air back in on you? So these open up and brings the air in on you. And when I designed them, I didn't even think about how good a job they keep in the air off of you. So they work.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, and folks, we're talking about the side air wings that go on the side of the fairing, right, Bruce?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny you said that because I started riding motorcycles, you know, in the mid 70s. You're a little older than I am. And I was a kid and I remember, you know, riding all different types of motorcycles and well, dirt bikes originally, but even street bikes. When I turned 16, I was riding on the street. And yeah, I didn't really pay too much attention to the heat. But then when I discovered that new Goldwing, it came out in 1975, the 1000, I remember going near that bike, and one of my neighbors had one, and there was a lot of heat coming off those engines. And I say the engine, and the way the cylinders were, it was like a BMW, of course. So, you know, there was a lot of heat coming up when you're riding a bike. And I remember my neighbor saying, I love this motorcycle. I can't tell you how incredible it is, but he said it does, you know, get a lot of heat in my legs. And that was before I even knew you. That was so many years ago. I was like a kid at that time, you know, I was like 15 years old.
So, so I guess I made a pair for myself and tried them out, and they worked excellent. And I happened to go to my local Honda dealer to get an oil change, and he asked me about them. I said, well, take a ride on it. So he took a ride on it and come back. He says, hey, them things really work. He says, you need to put them on the market. He says, I think you could sell those. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, we have two companies under the roof. We have Baker Built Products, which is my son, is manufacturing. Then we have Baker Built Air Wings.
Yes,
so the Air Wings is just the motorcycles, and that's my part of it. My son has the other part. So we have two businesses under one roof.
And we had fun there. We want to remind people that when you and I did that video, Rolling with Rick, when I went out there and we shot video, and of course, most people saw that. And if the people out there haven't seen it, Bruce and I did a video together, and it's part of the Rolling with Rick series. So check that out. It's on our website. And remember, we had a good time putting that together, Bruce. You took me on a ride. You were riding your spider, teddy bear, your wife, Barbara. We talked about that, right?
You know, it's really funny, and this is hard to believe, but it's true. I watch that video almost every night. I come out, the shop's only like about 100 feet from the house, so I walk out there and I watch that every night for a couple of the main reasons. Is my wife has passed away, and her and I was together 24 hours a day, so it's been tough, but I really enjoy those videos. So and also my teddy bear has passed, my dog has passed away too. Now I do have another dog to replace teddy bear,
but I don't have
but I don't have a wife to replace Barb, and I'm not looking for one.
You know what? Barbara was a wonderful person. And, you know, myself and the staff, you know, when we went out there and shot that, you know, I was talking to them about how you watched this video that we did, Rolling with Rick, almost every day. That meant a lot to us because we enjoyed doing it. Yeah. And the fact that you enjoy that video so much, that means a lot. And there was a lot of things to learn about you in that video, too, about your facility and about your life and about Barbara. And, you know, so, yeah, we enjoyed that. So that was fun. And that's why we wanted to invite you on this podcast again. But, you know, one of the things that's really interesting about you is you're an inventor. Tell people some of the things that you've invented. What did you start inventing as a kid? Like, how did you get into creating things? Because we know how creative you are.
Well, probably one of the first things I remember making is It had two wheels in front, one wheel back, had handlebars on, you could steer it. And that thing got a lot of attention. I thought, boy, we need to really get into manufacturing business. So basically all our products that we make for motorcycles is my job is to invent the new products. Then I need to make the fixtures and the prototype. So I got it started here. But got a great, wonderful crew here. They do absolutely wonderful work.
They do. You know, I enjoy when I go and visit you there. I feel like I'm on a 4-H club adventure, you know, because I love your kind of old fashioned setup there. Right. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you. To me, I was really, really impressed with the fact that everything that you make is made right there on your premises there in Ohio. And you use a lot of equipment that you've modified. So tell people, you know, why did you modify old equipment rather than try to source out and buy brand new stuff? Tell them, because I was amazed on what you can do with equipment that looks so old, but it does everything that you want it to do because you made it do it. Tell people about that stuff.
Basically, we got kind of a wrecking yard and van work. It takes in all kind of machinery and stuff. A lot of the factories get rid of their older equipment. Well, I drive through there about once a week, and I bought most of my equipment up there. At the place called Century Trading. And most of it I've had to modify. For instance, I got a big drill press. It's got a big arm that comes out, and the drill part goes back and forth. And I've had to make a whole new motor and drive system for it. But I've probably got a $5,000 machine that I've got $500 invested in it.
I was looking for
discontinued product or someone got rid of it. I just maybe modify it a little bit and bring it over and put it to work.
You're pretty amazing doing that kind of stuff. Wow. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, if you hadn't started Bakerbilt, what would you have done years ago? If you hadn't started Bakerbilt and done motorcycle accessories, would you have been a farmer? What would you have done?
Well, my dad was a farmer, and I got two brothers that are farmers. But for me to sit on a tractor all day long and just go back.
You won't do it.
Yeah. I got to have something that I can keep my mind busy, keep my mind
right.
occupied.
So what do you think you would have done if you hadn't started Baker? What would you have done? Any idea? Or you don't know?
No, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, you just would have went in some direction. Whatever you would have done, I know it would have been pretty incredible. I know that. You know, something else that I know about you is you like to do RV trips. You know, what memories do you have from some of your camping trips? Like, where have you been? What have you done with your RV? What places have you gone?
We've been in probably 45 out of the 50 states. We've done rallies in almost all the states, except the New England states. The Wingding was our biggest shows. Goldwing rally attract people from all around the world. Well, they come to Wingding. Of course, we had the fan demonstration to show everybody how they work. But then they would take them back home. The dealers would, and pretty soon we'd get a call. Hey, can you set me up as a dealer? So we've literally got dealers all around the world.
Right. And word of mouth. Yeah.
Even in Australia, we've got dealers. So
it just grew. You know what? That's where I met you, Bruce. That's how you and I met. And I don't even know when I met you. I'm trying to remember what year, but it was way before I started wingstuff.com. It was
Fort Wayne.
It was sometime in the 80s. When did you start Bakerbilt? What year did you start?
75.
Yeah, because I met you in the 80s. A long time ago.
I think our first Wing Ding was in 1985.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember that's where we first met. And then years later, I started Wing Stuff. And I always loved your display because it was fun. It was like, you know, I'll tell you why it was fun. Not only did you have stuff on display, but the way you showed how everything worked, you had these big industrial fans, and it was fun that people could get on the bike, and you had a demonstration bike, and you'd throw all the fans on, and they had wind coming at them at every angle, and you had these streamers like you would put on a bicycle handlebar on the end of the grip, right? And it would direct the wind because these streamers were made out of like paper or plastic or something. And I used to like that. People were in line just waiting, like they were going on an amusement park ride. They wanted to sit on that bike and have you do that. And you were incredible. So you sold so many doing those shows, right?
Yeah, it's really amazing. A lot of times at the shows we do, especially Goldwing Rally, like on the last day of the show in the middle of the afternoon, things would get pretty slow. Why walk out in the parking lot and take a survey? I had a pad. I write down our brand and all these competition brands. And on the average, we outsold all the competition about 10 to 1.
Do you have any like funny memories from shows that you did, like something that was really funny?
Not right off the top of my head. I'll probably think of something.
Well, I'm thinking of something right now. I was going to tell you that you used to have a slogan, and I think there was a banner. You used to look like a cowboy. You had a drill in one, like you had like gun holsters and you had drills in them. And you used to, you know, install these air wings like in 5 minutes. That used to take somebody 20 minutes. Tell people about how you used to install these at the show.
Okay, I had two holsters and I had a drill on each one. The one drill had just the bit in it to drill the holes. The other drill had a screwdriver bit, screwdriver end on it, so I could set the screws. So I pull the one out, drill the holes in, pull in the other, right, put the screws in. So it made, insulation got pretty easy.
And it was real gun holsters, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And the other thing, it was pretty amazing. I designed these so you didn't have to take anything apart on your fairing to install the air ring. Now, on the one gold wing, I just took a little trim strip off. We just pull this off, drill holes, and put it back on. We tried to make it as simple so anybody could put their own on.
Yeah, I remember that. So, you know, I was going to ask you, you've been around a while. You've seen a lot of changes. How has life changed for you?
Well, probably the biggest thing now, I'm officially semi-retired. So I only work about 3 or 4 hours a day. I don't get out to the shop till 10. I take a 2-hour lunch, take a nap.
Right. Would you have changed your life at all, or you lived your life exactly like you would have wanted to live your life?
Probably like I would have wanted to. Yeah.
Good. A lot of people can't say that, you know.
But basically my thing was make something new, find a problem and then make a solution, make a machine, make a fitting or something that'll solve the problem.
That's an inventor. That's an inventor's mindset. And that's what we love about you. Yeah. You're really good at that kind of stuff. So, but you don't have any heroes though, right? There's nobody, you know, over the years that you look up to that you consider somebody a hero.
Well, I think I told you my grandfather was an inventor. In fact, one of his big things was patent medicine. He invented a lot of different medicines.
And you know, you told me a story that he invented a hospital bed, but never got a patent on it.
Right. Yeah, he invented a hospital bed that you turn the crank on into the bed, and the bed would come up and down.
And he did that, like, in what year did he do that? That was before they had those?
Oh, that was back in probably the 40s, late 40s.
See, now, and yeah, I wonder if he could have gotten a patent on that at that time, but, you know.
Oh, patents was being issued at that time. Yeah, he could have got one. When I was about 10 years old, my dad had a farm OB, and we was pulling, I was mowing the pasture field with it. Well, when I got done mowing, I had to put the mower bar up and put a rod through it, put a nut on the end. Well, I wasn't big enough to get it up and put that bar through. My granddad was in his truck on the driveway, just real close by, putting stone in the little stone holes. And he said, "Bruce, before I do that, pull the truck ahead for me." He was up in the bed of the truck. So I went, I got a truck and started driving. I drove several hundred feet. I never heard nothing. So I got out and looked, and there he laid back on the driveway. Here, when I took off, I jerked a little bit. He fell out of the truck, landed on this driveway, and actually literally knocked him out. Went back and looked at him and rolled in. And he was, I didn't know whether he was dead or still alive or what. But I remember watching old Western movies. So I ran into the house where my grandmother was and got a big jug of ice water out of the refrigerator. And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, nothing." And I went back out to where he was, probably 400 or 500 feet, and dumped this water on his face. I thought, well, that'll bring him back. Well, it didn't. So I got in his truck, drove about a mile to where I actually live, where my mother lived. And we got in the car and come back down to where he was. And that time he was at least setting up. So we took him to the local doctor and he had a broken collarbone.
Oh, wow.
What I got to do out of that is he had chickens and hogs and cows. I got to do all these chores. I got to milk his cows, feed the hogs and all this. And I did get paid. I got 25 or 50 cents a day. In other words, 25 cents each time I did.
As far as Baker, you know, things at Baker, you have products for the new 2018 Plus Gold Wing. And we've been doing really well with those, you know, and they look nice on the bike. We've been doing a lot of the mirror air deflectors as well as the side of the fairing. And so you've always been known for that. And I want to compliment you on those. And we take pleasure in selling those. And I know they're all made right there. And you're an interesting guest, and we talked kind of off subject. We weren't really talking too much about Gold Wings, but I think you're an interesting guest, and you've been around a long time, and I wanted people to kind of know you on all the things that you've seen over the years growing up and stuff. But your products continue to be one of our best sellers, and I think as far as air management, besides you being my friend, and I'm always happy to support your company and your products, you make a great product. Everything that you make is definitely thought out. And I just want to tell you that they work really well on the new bike. So, and a lot of the older Gold Wings, you know, that's mostly what you see are Baker built products on the bike, because you've been doing this a long time, Bruce, and you're focused on it. And you do it, you know, in a way that it's kind of the old fashioned way, but at the same time, I love the quality. I love what I see in those packages. So, you know, keep doing what you do. I'm glad you're not working as much lately, and you shouldn't be. You should enjoy your time. And, you know, I know you take a nap. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but, you know, Bruce takes a nap every day. So tell him what time you take your nap, Bruce. Every day you take how long of a nap?
Well, I take probably at least an hour to hour and a half nap every day.
See, that's one of your secrets.
Yeah, I take an hour nap after breakfast, an hour nap after lunch, and a 45-minute nap after supper.
See? And look at all the energy you have. I mean, I went riding with you. I mean, you're a good rider. Honestly, yeah. I had a good time, you know, on the ride. But at the same time, you throw that spider around like it's nothing. Yeah. And so, you know, there's, you know, you're taking care of yourself, it looks like. So I'm happy to see that. So. You know, and in the future, you know.
I really enjoy the spider. Being an older guy with three wheels, I don't have to hold it up.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, for you, it worked out perfect. And it's a great machine. Yeah. So, it's really fun. It's a fun machine. I've ridden them myself. So, well, you know, Bruce, I'm going to thank you for being a guest today. And, you know, we talked about a bunch of stuff. We'll talk to you again in the future. We'll invite you back. And, you know, people just enjoy hearing from you and kind of some of your stories and some of the things that you've done in your life. And if you want to check out any of Bruce's products, it's Baker Built Products. They're on the Wing Stuff website. We carry the complete line of everything he sells for the Honda Gold Wings. And we've been selling them for many, many years. But besides that, he's my friend. And we have a good time when we're together, Bruce, don't we? I think we do.
Yeah, like I say, I just almost every night I turn you on. Probably for the two main reasons is for my Barbie. I get to see my Barbie and pictures on there and my teddy bear.
Yeah, Rolling with Rick video. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. But
that's great.
The fact that we've been in almost all the states, United States, all the Western states. We went to all the Wingdings for years and years and years. And some of the other favorite place of mine was Cody, Wyoming. Rider Magazine back in the 70s had big rodeos out at Cody, Wyoming. And the other thing was interesting. They always had them right at the big... where they had all these horse shows, where they done all that riding the horses and bulls and stuff coming out. And we got to park the motorhome right back beside where all this here horse activity is going on. So every night after we closed the tent up, we got back and we even got Sheraton set up on the roof of the motorhome and watched all that, this here activity.
There were a lot of fun rallies years ago. I agree with you, you know, but... You know, times have changed now. And matter of fact, how has COVID changed things for you? You know, before we wrap up, I was going to ask you, have you developed any hobbies during COVID, or is your life changed, or is it, you know, you're kind of in a small sleepy town, so maybe it hasn't changed things much for you.
It really hasn't changed us any at all. We've got about 10 employees. None of our employees has ever come down with it. So,
okay, good.
In fact, we hardly ever wear the mask. One guy, come down with some symptoms of it, Blaze, and he had to wear the mask for just 3 or 4 days, and when he didn't show any more symptoms. So we've been very fortunate.
That's awesome.
So really, it hasn't affected us.
All right.
It affected your business?
Well, you know, I think it's affected everybody to a certain extent, where a lot of people have hobbies and they're doing things to keep themselves, you know, human, and riding motorcycles is one of them. I think people are riding motorcycles now more than ever because it's something they can actually do, because a lot of people either can't work or they can't go out and things are locked down. And so we found people riding, you know, their Gold Wings more now than they ever did before. So, and why wouldn't you, right? It's the best social distancing you can do. Getting on your bike and going for a ride, you know, you have your helmet on and you're out there and you're just free. And so, you know, it's funny how some businesses have been affected really badly. And I, you know, and you definitely feel bad for that. But other businesses, you know, can actually thrive. But, you know, I think we're all affected in a certain way. So I'm glad it's not affecting you.
I'd like to ride one of the newer Gold Wings that had the 2-wheel front conversion on it.
Yeah, I've seen those, and I've never ridden one, and it's an interesting thing. Yeah, I agree. They look nice. I've seen them, but I've never had the opportunity to ride one before.
I definitely like the automatic transmission on my 1800 Gold Wing, or on my 88 one.
Yeah, no, the Gold Wing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the Gold Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? That's why we do what we do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Gold Wing is definitely a little quicker. It's 0 to 60 on the Gold Wing, I think it's about 3.7, and 4.1 on the Spider.
Yeah.
So that's still pretty quick at 4.1.
Sure.
Very few cars you can keep up with it.
Well, I look forward to getting out there again and visiting you. I don't know when that's going to be, but at some point, I'm going to try to go visit you again. It won't be soon, but you know, at some point, I'll put it on my bucket list to get out there again. And I'm going to thank you for joining me on this show, and thank everybody that's listening. And so we'll try to invite Bruce back again in the future. And thanks for taking some time with us today, Bruce. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Is there anything else that you want to tell everybody before we wrap up?
We really, really, really appreciate all their business.
And we appreciate, you know, selling your products, and we love your products, and you know, Wingstuff continues to promote your stuff. And it's some of the best air management products that we've ever dealt with. And it's been like that for many years, because the guy that I'm talking to right now puts his heart into designing them. Yeah. And they're made right here, which is kind of unusual, right, Bruce?
What is also is amazing that you and 2 of your employees got in a plane, flew clear to Fort Wayne, Indiana, rented a van, had come out to do all that promo.
Oh yeah, we did that. Yeah, no, when we came out with the film crew, and we did the Rolling with Rick episode. So that's a nice reminder too, before we wrap up the program, is if you guys haven't checked out Bruce and I on our Rolling with Rick video, check it out. It's on Wingstuff. It's also on YouTube. And it was a good episode. It was fun. I went out there with our guys. We went on a ride, and Bruce and I spent the whole day together, and it was fun. And you gave me a whole tour of your property and Bakerbilt and how you do things. And I want to thank you for that, because you gave me some great hospitality. I felt like I was home. And I always feel that way when I go and visit you. So I'm going to come visit you again. I'm telling you that I'm going to make an effort and come out again, because I love coming out and seeing you.
And you really enjoyed seeing all my old tractors, antique tractors.
I love those. Yeah. I love that. I love your whole collection. To me, it's very intriguing seeing that stuff. That's why I joke. I say I feel like it's like an adult 4-H club, you know, going back in time.
You even like my old Model A Ford.
What year was that? That's
probably about a 31, 32 in there someplace.
And that truck ran when you put it in that barn, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's been sitting there and you haven't done anything with it, Bruce. Yeah. What's going on? Come on. You got to get that thing running. He put it in the barn. He's got this incredible, incredible old Ford truck, and he just shut it off, and it's been sitting there ever since. And it's in the video. So anybody wants to check that out, it's in the Rolling with Rick video with Bruce Baker. So anyway, Bruce, we're going to go for real this time. So I want to thank you again for being a guest on the show. And we're going to invite you back again. And I want everybody to check out all the Bakerbilt products on our website. And for now, take care, everybody, and ride safe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, I feel like checking on Uncle Frank. We'll see how he's doing, and we'll have a little hey with Uncle Frank now. So let's give him a quick call.
Rick.
Hey!
What the hell are you waiting so long to answer?
What do you mean? I just called you.
Yeah, I've waited a long time for you to pick up.
No, I called you.
Yeah, well, how come you didn't answer when I said, oh?
No, I answered right away. You just didn't hear me.
It just seems like right away to me.
Yeah, you missed
it. You waited quite a long time to say hello.
No, I said hello. How you doing? What are you doing?
Doing nothing, though. Like I told you before, I was watching television. I was going to the toilet, and I would come back and sit in my chair.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all I do all day.
All right. I'm just checking on you, seeing what's going on.
And what do you do all day?
What do I do all day? Well, I answer emails. Check our website. I do a lot of things. I talk to people. I call my Uncle Frank, and I say, hey, with you. You know, I do all these things.
Do you do any work at the shop?
Yeah, I go in, and sometimes I work from home. Yeah. What are you doing right now?
And What are you doing right now? I'm just sitting in my chair like I always do every day.
All right. Well, I'm doing a podcast right now.
Where am I going to go?
Where are you going to go?
I drive. I go down to Copley Street. I come back home and I'm in my chair.
And
I go to Ann Arbor. I come back home and I'm in my chair.
There you go.
That's all I do. I can't do nothing else. Like, I'm 93 years old. I'm going to be.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a kid now. Do I go all these stores where I used to go around grabbing a piece of jewelry here and a piece of jewelry there? And then I used to give it away when I went to the casino.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even go to the casino no more.
I know. Well, you know, you got to...
No, I don't go anywhere at all. I don't know.
Yeah, well... You go places.
That's what you do.
I know. Well, listen, you're on a podcast, so I'm going to let you go, but I wanted to check on you and see what's going on, so... Just
what's going on, Rick? How about you? I'm worried about you.
No, I'm doing fine. So let me hang up. I'm going to get back to my podcast here. And everybody loves hearing your voice, Uncle Frank. That's why I have to call you.
You say you're getting back to your what? Your work at home?
Podcast. All right. You're on a radio station right now. You're on the radio. So I'm going to let you go. You're on a radio. Everybody can hear you right now. So I'm going to hang up. And I'll call you later, okay?
All right.
Love you.
Hey, I'm live on the radio.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Yep.
What station?
It's not a station. It's a podcast over the internet. So it's all over the world, Uncle Frank. Everybody all over the world hears you.
I'm glad they can hear my voice. Maybe that can make up with some woman.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you fixed up. You can find somebody to marry again. You can start all over.
Yeah, marry. You all right?
All right, Uncle Frank. I'll call you later, okay?
All right.
Love you. All right.
You too. Bye. Say hello to everybody.
All right. Hello, everybody. You tell him. Say hello, everybody. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he hung up. All right. That's it for Uncle Frank.
Thanks for listening to Wingcast. This has been a wingstuff.com production. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Got a question or comment for me? Send an email to wingcast@wingstuff.com, and it could be featured on a future episode. You can also visit wingstuff.com and sign up for our newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, products, videos, Goldwing news, sales, and more. Until next time, I'm Rick Arnaldo. Ride safe.